Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America and made to last.
Well, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack made a recent trip to Mexico to talk about some shared priorities between the two trading partners. He talked with Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture and Rural Development, Victor Villalobos, on priorities like open trade, science-based policymaking, and climate-smart agriculture. He also talked to Mexican President López Obrador about labor and biotechnology.
We discussed the importance of labor, recognizing the need for U.S. labor, certainly in the agricultural area, and the need for Congress to act to pass the Ag Worker Modernization Act. Had a conversation with the president as well on biotechnology. I wanted to make sure that he understood that there are many, many different crops that are impacted, affected by this science that can be of help to Mexico. We can work collaboratively with the Mexicans and the Mexican Department of Agriculture and other agencies to try to get many of the biotechnology traits that are currently awaiting approval to try to get them through the process.
During Q&A with reporters, Vilsack responded to questions about the USDA's decision to not open up the CRP acres for planting this year. He says farmers will decide whether or not to plant more acres of crops.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 52 to 56% of the acres, about 1.8 million acres re-upped. We got a few new contracts, but nowhere near the number of acres that contracts that did not re-up. That's part of the issue here. I mean, it's just amazing to me that people don't understand that the market basically responds to signals. And farmers make the decision. They make the best decision they can for their own operation. And I tried to convey that to folks that farmers are going to make the decision.
USDA data shows that 3.9 million acres will expire from CRP at the end of September. Vilsack, that shows the government doesn't need to mandate when and where farmers plant.
You don't need to force farmers to take land out of CRP. This is really, really remarkable. If folks are asking us to force farmers to do something that farmers have the capacity to do themselves, and we at USDA trust the farmer to make the right decision for themselves.
Again, that's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Well, today kicks off day one of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at the Bennett Event Center at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Oklahoma City Farm Show's a premier spring agricultural and ranching event for the Southern Plains area, with hundreds of exhibitors coming in with over 1,000 product lines for three big days. So we encourage everybody in our listening audience to come on out to the Farm Show. Exhibits include all the latest stuff in agriculture. They're going to have a full line of displays. You'll see lots of tractors, sprayers, tillage, harvest equipment, cattle management products, goodies, and more. The hours are today and tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to OK.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.